Kristen Keeler is not much of an advertisement for heroin, is she?
No, she's very...
Do you know that this man called Russell Hardy, he's dead? Do you know?
Yeah, he died today, yeah.
I really did know him quite well. I'm not all that sort of full storm about him getting better. Well, I hope that was true. But,
well, they said yesterday, they said they're not unduly worried or concerned about his condition.
No, but he died.
No, they didn't. They said he was critical.
Well, I've got the first day that I got asked to give my obituary notices by the Sun and the Mirror, I think.
For what? For tomorrow?
No, for when he was first ill.
Oh, I see.
He was so ill when he first came in that.
Did you do it? You submitted one?
No, of course not.
No. No, but I mean, they have to prepare those in advance. I mean, you can't.
They're written in any case, but if you're. I don't think you give a reaction to somebody dying until they're dead.
Did you? What did you think of that? When After Dark,
I rather admire the scummy girl.
She insisted on talking about
the scummy girl, because word just come down from the producer, lay off Russell.
Oh yeah, I know.
For legal reasons. No, for legal reasons as much as anything.
It wasn't just because it was in bad taste, you
know. No.
So and she insisted on giving all the details, didn't she?
Yeah.
And Harvey Proctor was plugging his shirt shop, which annoyed the guy who was doing the programme as well. I don't know if you saw it right to the end, but
I stuck with it.
No, I think that was the best one they've had so far.
They're full of shit. I mean, I wish they had a better collection of victims, as they call them, because Christine Healy was just so naff. I mean,
would you go on After Dark if they asked you?
Yeah, well, I have been, yeah. No, I don't go. The one programme I'd like to be on, they didn't ask me.